Kenny, your lad showed some bottle there, didn't they?
Yeah, I felt the first half was very open. There was a lot of chances, both teams. You know, we had a penalty appeal. I haven't seen any of those again. We hit the post and, you know, had several chances. I've got to say, though, Reading had chances as well. And it was a very open first half, end to end. A lot of chances for both teams. The second period was different. We had to just sit in, protect our lead. And then barring the Norwood chance early on, which he hit from long range, which hit the post, I think we really did then restricted them to very few, if any, shots and clear cut chances, which is good because, you know, we've been in front before in the last two games, and then ended up conceding four and then three. So, you know, we're disappointed with that. And today, we all stuck together. The players worked very, very hard for each other, and although, you know, from Wolves' point of view, it certainly wasn't pretty, we got a win, which is our first here for some time, which is a big step for the players to be able to build on.
That was quite a test of mental strength, that second half, I suggest, especially in the circumstances, as you say, of what's happened in recent games.
And Reading are a good side, and they've got good players, and the substitutes coming on are very good players. They have a lot of good options there, and we really had to dig in to be able to get that win. Pleased after quite a while, we've got one. We would love to go and dominate and play good football, but there's been times where we've played very, very good football within games, outstanding passages, but then basically given away too many goals to give us a chance of earning points. So a happy medium of the two, but days like today are necessary, they're needed, they're certainly needed with the two games that have preceded it, where, you know, we really did need to dig something out and show some heart and be harder to beat and more compact, and we certainly were today.
Well, we talked a lot, and you said yourself about the players needing to boost their confidence. That result will do that, won't it?
And we have to try to build on that on Monday. It'll be a different type of game, but it's our first win at Molineux for a while. It's very hard earned against, I've got to say, a very good Reading side.
Yes, and Monday is obviously it's an important game, one of the teams that have been trying to catch you up. You've put a bit more breathing space between yourselves and them going into Monday, which I wonder won't make the task, not an easy task, but take a little bit of the pressure off the players going there.
Well, certainly we'd rather go there with a win than anything else. It was a hard-earned one against a very good team. And as I said, I felt the first half was open. It was end to end. It was a good game. There was, you know, both sides had a lot of chances. We got our noses in front. Good delivery from the set piece and a great finish, which is very important. And then in the second period, Norwood had a great strike from long range, which it was difficult for us at that particular time to get out to him. But after that, we restricted him to very few chances. We defended for our lives at times, but we did. And the players showed good determination and good spirit. And a good heart to try to see that through.
Just quickly round up one or two other things. Jack Price is unwell, I understand.
Yeah, Jack Price was in yesterday but felt ill afterwards and didn't feel with the flu that he had that he was right for today.
And it's obviously been quite a while since we've seen Bjørn Sigurdarson's name on the team sheet. So he's back in the reckoning now?
He is, yes, definitely. And, you know, for Bjorn, he has to really try to, you know, push our forward players now to get himself back into the reckoning up front.